And we'll return to the sugya of ger katan specifically. A very famous Tosfos, the long Tosfos, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, the idea is not to cover the sugya of ger katan. That's something that requires about 25 first seders, but just patur b'loy klumi efshir, just to get a little bit of a tayameh of these real shas dafin here in shas katan that we're going through way too quickly. And that is, Rav Huna began the sugya of ger katan with his epic one line, and that is ger katan matpil noisay al das bezdin. And it was mavur in the Gemara that the reason bezdin can be megayer katan, although a katan doesn't have das to really do anything, he can't buy anything, he can't sell anything, he can't get married, he can't do chalitza, but he could become a ger. How does that even make sense? The Gemara said it's based on a Mishnah, it's based on a klal gadol bedin, and that is zochim la'adam shaloi befanav. So there's a concept of a person is able to do something for somebody else, even if that person never asked them to do it, in the event that it's a schus for that person to have what it is that this person is doing for him. To become a yid is a schus, and as a result, invoking the principle of Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fonav, said Rav Huna, Ger Kotten Matbi L'Noisoi Al Das Bezit. Freik Toisfus, V'Teima. I don't understand. It's true there's a parasha of Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fonav, but Toisfus says it's Mavur, that the way Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fonav works is Midin Shlichas. Meaning, just like there's a halacha of Shluchai Shal Adam K'Moisoi, so if Reuven would ask Shimon to do something for him, Shimon would then be able to do that thing on behalf of Reuven, even though he's not Reuven, but he can act on behalf of Reuven as if he is Reuven. What we know as the Chiddush HaTorah of Shlichus, Schia works mitam Shlichus. In other words, the way Schia works, says Tosfos, is that the kibon the schus uloi, if somebody wants to do something for somebody else, in the event that that thing is a schus, anan sahadi David lo shliach. We assume, had the person known, he would have made him a shliach, and as a result, even though he didn't know, and therefore didn't make him a shliach, but for sure he would have wanted to make him a shliach. But the point, says Tosfos, is the way Zachon Adam Shloi B'Fanav works is through the parasha of Shluchai Shel Adam K'moisai. Schia is mitam shlichas. So Tosfos asks, if that's the case, the rule is, ain't shlichas l'katan. A katan cannot have a shliach do something on his behalf. So Freik Tosfos, if ain't shlichas l'katan, then there should be no schia for a katan. And if there's no schia for a katan, how do you understand our sugya? How do you understand Rav Huna's memra? Ger katan matpil l'noisai al das bezdin. It's mavur in the Gemara that it works with zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav. In other words, the schia for a katan, says Tosfos, doesn't make sense. How could there be schia for a katan? Schia is mitam shlichos, and ain't shlichos l'katan. So it's a very long Tosfos, and the high level is that Tosfos has two mahalchim to answer this kasha. The first teretz Tosfos says is that enochinami midday raisa, because schia is mitam shlichos and ain't shlichos l'katan, there's no schia for a katan either. I, Rav Huna said, ger katan matpil l'noisa al das bezdin. All Rav Huna meant was midrabanan. Midrabanan, it's going to be considered a geiris, midday raisa not. Now, Tosfos has a very obvious problem with this, and that is, so you're telling me, Rav Huna, that you have someone that midday raisa is an ene Yehudi, but midrabanan is a Yehudi. That sounds complicated. Are we going to treat him like a yid? We're not going to treat him like a yid. And if we're going to treat him like a yid, when really he's not a yid, Freik Tosfos, v'chiyesh koich b'yad chachomim lakadovim and atoyre b'kum v'aseh. So Tosfos says a chiddush that enochinami, our sugi is going according to the man da amar that we don't paskin like. In Perik Isha Rabba, that yesh koich b'yad chachomim lakadovim and atoyre b'kum v'aseh. But either way, that's Tosfos' first mahalach. That enochinami is schiz mitam shlichos, ain't shlichos loy cotton, and based on that, there should be no schia for a cotton either. However, midrabanon, there is schia for a cotton, and ger cotton matpil noisel das bezdin is only a dirabanon. It's clearly going to have the raisa implications. It's true, we're going according to the mandama that all the yitzchak be'al chachamim, lak yadavim and atayr b'kum vaseh. But then Tosfos has another mahalach at the very end of Tosfos, where Tosfos says that it could be, although it's true, ain't shlichos loy cotton, and it's true that schia is mitam shlichos. But it could be if something is a schus gomer. Something's not just a schus, but it's a schus gomer. Maybe over there it's different. And there maybe a katan would have schia even midei raisa. And tzayin ayid is a schus gomer, Tosfos says. And based on that, it could be over here you would have schia, not midirabonon, but you would even have schia midei raisa. But those are Tosfos to mahalchim. Either enochinami schia mitam shlichas and shlichas a katan, and based on that there should be no schia a katan, it's only midirabonon. Working with the mandama that holds the Yishkoch, Be'at Chachom, Alak, Adovim, and Atoim, Rekum, Vaseh, Inami, being that it's a Schuz Gomer, could be over here, there would even be a Schia, Midde, Oy, Raisa. Stating that, There's a third mahalach to answer Tosfos Kasha. And that mahalach is from Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here, Alatar, in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. It's a very, very short Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a major vart, not surprisingly, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. So I think that kan hamokim laharich tzas, and really take a step backwards and talk a little bit about the idea of zochen l'adam shloi b'fanav. So really, zochen l'adam shloi b'fanav is something that we're going to encounter be'ezus Hashem a lot here in Masechtes Ksubos and in Gittin and Kedushin, and really one of the themes that underpin Noshim Nezikin. And I just think it's worth, in the spirit of a foundational Ritbait, just to try to understand a little bit better the sugya of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav from the perspective of the Rishonim, and even just dabble a little bit in the Torah of the Achronim. So there are many, many Gemaras that talk about Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. But Exhibit A, ground zero, if you were going to sit down and go through the sugya thoroughly, the first Gemara to learn is the Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Now, Kedushin Mem Beis Amud Aleph is the beginning of the second parak of Masechtes Kedushin, parak of Ish Mekadesh. Everyone knows the first sugya of Ish Mekadesh is the sugya of Shlichus. The Mishnah says Ish Mekadesh Bayul B'Shluchai, and the sugya of Shlichus is in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh. So the context is the Gemara just brought several Mekairis to the halacha of Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai, and the Gemara now is going to bring another Mekar, and the Gemara is going to ask what it's asking throughout the sugya: why do I need another Mekar to the halacha of Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai? Zok the Gemara, El Ohadam Rav Gidol Marav. Rav Gidol said in the name of the great Rav Minai and Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai, how do you know Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai? Shenemar, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, Nasi echad, mimate tikhu linchoil es haaretz. So the context is the Yidden are being told that they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, Elazar Kohen Gadol. They're going to conquer the land. Ultimately, it would take 7 years. Then they would divide the land. That too took 7 years, and every Yid would have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now, did that mean that every single Yid is going to start with a chaptzim and they're going to start fighting and try to get land? So the pasuk says, no, we're going to do this in a very orderly fashion. What's going to happen is every single shevet is going to appoint a nasi. He's going to appoint a representative, someone that's perhaps somewhat business savvy. He's going to have power of attorney to oversee, really, the division of the land on behalf of his entire shevet. And that's what the pasuk is saying. You should take a nasi from each shevet. And his job is going to be to go yarshin the land. Says the Gemara, Amrav Gidol Amrav, Minayin Sheshluchai Shaladim Kemoisoi Shenemar V'Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mimate. You know what you see from here? You see Shlichus. You see that this person had power of attorney, which what we know in Gemara Shprach is Shlichus. So you see there's a person now that has the ability to be a Shliach, to go conquer the land on behalf of everybody. But the Gemara asks it as a kasha, is typically shlichus meyacha l'chayrish. Let this be a makar to shlichus. I have all these makaris to shlichus. This makar, that makar. The Gemara says, why is this not the makar? So the Gemara says, v'tizbara, one second. Shlichusu? Could this be shlichus? V'haktanim labnei shlichus nenu. There were ktanim, there were yisoyimim, that got a parcel of land in Eretz Yisrael. Now, a katan can have a shliach do something on his behalf. So how could you tell me that Nasi Echa Memate was working with the institution of shlichus? If it was working for shlichus, it would have worked for most of the Jews, but not for all of them. What would have been with the ketanim? Ella, you have to say, Ki had the Rav Barafunot. Amar Rav Barafunot, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Also Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Minai, in Shezachin Ladam Shloi B'Fanav. How do you know Zachin Ladam Shloi B'Fanav? Shenemav, Nasi Echad. The way this worked was not with the parasha of Shlichus. This was working with the parasha of Zochin La'adam Shaloi B'Fanav. But Al Kapanim, Zochin La'adam Shaloi B'Fanav has a makar. It's not something that we simply know misvara. It's a Gemara, Mefureshes, in Perek Ish Mekadesh, Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It's learned out from a pasuk, Ban Midbar Perek Lamed Dalet, V'Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad, Mimate Tikhu Linchoy Lesa'aretz, from the fact that there was a representative of every single shevet that was able to take down a parcel of land on behalf of every yachid and literally be machzik in it for them. How does that work? It worked with the concept of zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. So there's a makar in the Torah to zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. So we know it's a din d'oraisa. We know that it even has a makar in the Torah. Now the Rishonim, and just to pick on one, the Rashba right here in Kedushin, that Mem Beis Amid Aleph, has a big arichos. How exactly does Zochin LaAdam Shaloi Befanavor? Meaning, it's a Gemara, it's learned out from a Pasuk in the Torah. But the Rashba said, in Lamdis, as far as the Gedder Advarm of exactly how it works, I could hear two approaches. I could hear two tzdatim. Does Schia work mitam yad, or does Schia work mitam shlichos? And let's just explain the two tzdatim. Schia mitam yad would mean a person has the ability to transact. You can buy, you can sell, you can get married, you can do anything. How? By using your guf, using your yad. The Rashba has a tzad that maybe the way schia works is that if something is a schus for me, and you decide that you want to execute that dover shel schus on my behalf, you could do it as if you're me. As if your hand is literally my hand. You're an extension of me. Inami, it's not mitam yad, but it's mitam shlichos. The way it works is just like there's a parish of shluchai shel adam kemaisai. If I would make you a shlich to do something for me, you'd be able to do it. Zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav states, Nasi echa mimata tikhu lincha l'sa'aretz, teaches me that even if I didn't specifically appoint you to do it, if it's a schus, you could do it as if I would have appointed you to do it. Now, there's a little bit of a subtlety between these two tzadim. Sometimes the two tzadim are literally from sea to shining sea. This is a little narrower. But the lumdis is very, very different. Schia mitam yad would mean that when you do it, it's as if I'm doing it. You are me. I did it. I didn't do it. Yes, I did. Because your five fingers are my five fingers. When you do it, it's as if I did it. Mashal amad avadayim chatzer is mishum yad. The Gemara says chatzer is mishum yad, but like gara mishlichus. Whatever that means. But chatzer is mishum yad. That means my chatzer can be kind on my behalf. Not because it's my shliach. My chatz is kind of my behalf because it's me. It's an extension of me. What's me? You're just yourself? No, you're matziv. So your chatzir is included in your matziv. Schia makes you now part of my matziv. So when you do it, it's as if I did it. When someone does something for someone else as a shliach, the lumdis is the shliach's doing it. There's a chiddush atayr that what the shliach does works on behalf of the mishaleach. But it's not the mishaleach that did it, it's the shliach that did it. If someone's mekadosh nisha al-yedei shliach, so the shliach would literally stand under the chuppah, he would be the one that says, Harei ha-mikudash shasli b'tabazu, he's the one that drinks from the wine, he cracks the glass, but he's not the one that gets married, there's someone else that's getting married. Who stood under the chuppah? The shliach stood under the chuppah. Who got married? The mishaleach. He's the one that got married. Schia mishum yad would mean that it's me that did it. Schia mishum shlichus would mean that you're the one that did it, but when you do it, it works for me. Lamai nafgamina, that's not for now. There's many nafgaminas, but in one, for sure there's a nafgamina. Does schia work midin yad, or does schia work midin shlichus? So the Rashba declares this shayla right here in Kedusha Membeza and Aleph, and the Rashba says, I have several rayas lakan, and I have several rayas lakan. We're not going to go through the rayas. Lamaskana, the Rashba says, that li nira, that the ikar is that schia is mitam yad. And by the way, you want to know what the Rashba's ikar raya is? The Gemara minei obey. Because it's mavur in the Gemara that nasi echa mimate tikhu linchal esaretz could not have worked midin shlichos because they were ketanim. Elamai, it worked midin schia. Frank the Rashba, if schia is mitam shlichos, so then the whole Gemara doesn't read. So then the same problem you had with ketanim when you thought that the pasuk was teaching you shlichos, you have now that the pasuk is teaching you schia. Elamai schia is not mitam shlichos, must be it's mitam yad. And as I state in Ramban and the Ritva and many of the Rishonim stating that Tosfos Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph and another place in Shas, it's also Shitas Rashi, is that schia is mitam shlichos. And what we have is one of the great machloikas in the Rishonim: is schia mishum yad or is schia mishum shlichos? Now Tosfos Kasha that we began with. Tosfos says, Ger kot mat bilu noise al das bezden. Based on Zochem Adam Shloi Befana. Freak Tosfos, I understand. How could it be Schia for a katan? If Schia is mitam shlichus, so ain't shlichus le katan, so how could it be Schia for a katan? That's Pasha, this is all Tosfos l'shitasi. That's the way he prefaces. Does Schia have a mitam shlichus? Hence, he has a kasha. But the Rajman, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and all the Rishonim that learn in Kedushim and Beis at a different place in Shas, that Schia is mishum yad, it's not mitam shlichus, then of course they would never ask a kasha like this. What kind of kasha is that? A katan doesn't have shlichus. But a cotton has yad, and because a cotton has yad, so it's for that reason even though there's no shlichus for a katan, but it could still be yad for a katan. So again, just to be clear, we have the concept of zachal adam shalei b'fanav. It's a halacha psuka in kala tera kula. The makar is a pasuk in the Torah. V'nasi echa nasi echa mimate tikhu lincha l'esa'aretz. Kedusha membeiz amedbeiz in the sugi of shlichus in the beginning of Perikah ish mekadesh. And a major machlokes rishonim how schia works. Does it work mitam yad? Or does it work mitam shlichus? Now Tosfos shita in our sugi is that schia is mitam shlichus. And Tosfos explained to shita. Let's see Tosfos lashon again. V'teima, does schia have a mitam shlichus? The kivam the schusu, like being that it's a schus, anad sahadi david leishliach. There's an anan sahadi that the person would have made a shliach. So what does this mean, anan sahadi david leishliach? What it means is that this person for sure wants this really good thing to happen to him. He just doesn't know that it's even a possibility. If he would know, and he would know there's someone that's willing to do it for him, he would make him a shliach, and he would say, shkayach, would you please do it for me? Being that there's an anan sahadi, it's so clear that if he would know, he would make him a shliach to do it for him, even if he doesn't know, and hence doesn't make him a shliach, it's still as if he made him a shliach, and therefore we have the parasha of Zochem La'adam Shalei B'fanav with Schiyas Mitam Shlichus. Poshe Pshad and Toises. Freitik Tzois in Simin Kofei says, L'chaira, I think that Toises is Schiyas Mitam Shlichus, which Toises explained very clearly, and not Tzahadi David Shliach, should really be totally in a sugya that might even be more famous than the sugya of Zochem La'adam Shalei B'fanav. And that is a sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Bava Metzia, not Masechtas Kedushin, and that's the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, the sugya of Yir Shalei Midas. So everyone knows the sugya of Yir Shalei Midas. For many people, it's the first gemara they ever learned in their lives. And that is, if somebody loses an object and he's miyayish, then finders keepers. If somebody finds it, he'll be able to keep it. If the person's not miyayish, then he's not able to keep it. What happens if somebody loses something? Someone's walking through a busy city street and he drops a $20 bill. He's for sure would be miyayish if he knew he dropped the money, because what are the chances he's ever going to get it? However, he doesn't know yet that he dropped it. Someone else picks it up. Could he keep it or could he not keep it? What's the shaila? On the one hand, if the person would know he lost it, for sure he would be miyayish. And being that if he would know he would be miyayish, maybe we look at it as if he was already miyayish, and if somebody finds it on the floor, he should be able to keep it up. Or do we say no? Do we say at the end of the day he doesn't know? And because he doesn't know, he was never miyayish. So if he wasn't miyayish, since bisur asli yada, you have no right to go ahead and take it. This is what's known as yiyush shaloi midas. He wasn't miyayish, but the only reason he wasn't miyayish is shaloi midas, because he doesn't know that he dropped it. But if he would have known he dropped it, for sure he would have been miyayish. So what's the halach? Machlik zabayi v'rova. Rava says yish alei midas, havi yish. Abaya says yish alei midas, loy havi yish. And who do we paskin like? We paskin like Abaya. Yish alei midas is the yud of Yalkagam. It's one of the six times that halach is like Abaya, that yish alei midas, loy havi yish. Now zoktik tzois. It's mavur in the sugyas in Perik Elu Metzias that the machlokes Abaya v'Rava regarding yish alei midas is not exclusive to yish alei midas. But really they're arguing in a very fundamental question. And that is, if there's a situation where had I known, I would have done X, but I don't know, and as a result, I didn't do X, can we look at it as if I did it because had I known, I would have done it? Or at the end of the day, I didn't do it because I didn't know? The Shaila of Yishlei Midas is a philosophical question that transcends the sugyas of Eilu Metzias. Azayis Mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about it in the sugya of Shlichas with Truma. But whatever it is, in that sugya, it's Mavur that way. So it says the Ktsais, if we paskin like Abaya, that Yishlei Midas li have a Yish, what does that mean? What that means is that we're saying that there's no svara that says that, oh, being that had I known something, I would have done something. So even though I didn't know it, but because had I known it, I would have done it. It says if I, no, if you didn't know, you didn't know. Yish loy midas loy have a yish. Had you known you dropped a $20 bill, of course you would have been miyash, but you don't know. So lemitzias, you are miyash. If you are miyash, a person picks it up, he's rosal yodi, can't keep it. Zok diktais, isn't Tosfos' anan sahadi mamish yish loy midas? Tosfos says that Zochel Adam Shleibich, which is a Gemara, it has a Makar, Nasi Yechon, no one's debating that. But Tosfos says it works mitam shlichus. Peseda, I could live with that too, says the Ktzos. But Tosfos said a Svara. The Svara is Danan Sahadi David Loi Shlich. What do you mean, Danan Sahadi David Loi Shlich? Therefore, what, Tosfos? You mean to say, because it's an Danan Sahadi David Loi Shlich, even though you never made him a Shlich, but it's as if you made him a Shlich, because had you known, you would have made him a Shlich. In other words, you should let me das. Right? Had you known, you would have been miyach. Had you known, you would have made him a shliach. We paskin yish leimidas lehavi yish. So feitik tois. How could tois say that the way schir mitam shlichas works is because had he known lechayra we paskin yish leimidas lehavi yish. And if that's the case, there should be no svar of anan sahadis. It says the tois that velin nira that even the rishonim that hold schir mitam shlichas, it could be they didn't hold like toisvus. Toisvus is saying a very big kiddush. Ktoisis, I can't be miyash of Ktoisis. But I think the more pashat the mahalach in the Rishonim, the Raz, all the Rishonim that entertained the Tzad as a havimina, as a maskona, that Tzchi is mitam shlichos, it was an altsanan tzahadi. Okay, so it has a work. What's Tzchi mitam shlichos? If it's not as if I myself made this person a shliach, so who made him a shliach? It's very pashat, the Torah made him a shliach. It's Xeris HaKasov, it's learned that from a pasuk, Nasi Yechad. It's the Torah that made him a shliach. It's not a non-sadi. It's as if I made him a shliach. You want to know who made him a shliach? It's the Torah that made him a shliach. It's very poshut. And being that it's the Torah that made him a shliach, that's the way it works. A bezoktik tzoyis to say that it's if I myself made him a shliach, that can't be. Just to read one line in the tzoyis. Avol oivam lab mi Torah sanan sahadi. Havi kmoi shliach hamekabel. El dechink zeres hakosu. Da afal gav to loy asoy mekabel shliach. Da holo yada mahani bidin tzchir. Meaning, it's Xeris HaKosov that it works, but not a non-Sadi that it's as if I'm the one that made him the Shliach. It's not as if I made him a Shliach. But the way it works is, poshid, that the Torah is the one that makes him a Shliach. Just to push the envelope a little bit, and just take it one tefach tifer. And that is, the Ktzai says that there's a major machlokes rishonim and another very big sugya, and that is, HaToifes Lebal Choyv B'mokim Shechav La'acher. So sugi mesach is getting daf yud aleph, and the gemara over there discusses where there was a person that owed two people money. So it was a man, he's a bal chayiv, and he owes money to Reuven, he owes money to Shimon. Then Levi came, and Levi was good friends with Reuven, and he says, "Let me go chap the money for Reuven." So he chap the money for Reuven. So the halach is a toifus of bal chayiv b'makom shechav la'acherim. The halach is whatever he chapped, hasnish gechapped. It doesn't work, being that it's chav la'acherim. So it's for that reason, it's not going to work. Rashi in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says that this that the Gemara says Atoifas Lebal Choyv B'Makom Shechav La'Acherim doesn't work. It's talking about where the person didn't make him a shliach. If you didn't make him a shliach, then it's not going to work. But Avadig of this, if you would make him a shliach, so of course Atoifas Lebal Choyv would work even B'Makom Shechav La'Acherim. Meaning, if you didn't make him a shliach, so then it doesn't work. But if you made him a shliach, it's going to work. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos has a raya from the Gemara in Perek HaKosev and Masechtis Ksubis, the Maisa, Shahoya, Kachoya, with Yemar, Barchashu. And Tosfos says from that story, it's Mavur, that Atoifas of Achoy, B'mokim Shachav La'Acherim, the Loch is, it doesn't work, even if you made him a Shlich. See, even if I made him a Shlich, still it's not going to work. Zokhtik Tosfos, what's the Hezber in the Machloikis? According to Rashi, if I make him a Shlich, it works. Only if I didn't make him a Shlich, he can't be Tosfos of Achoy, B'mokim Shachav La'Acherim. But Tosfos says that no. Tosfos says that even if you make him a Shlich, still it's not going to work. Zokhtik Tosfos, Nifla. The Ktois says that Tosfos held that what's the difference if I make him a shliach or if I didn't make him a shliach? If I make him a shliach, you're telling me Toifas Lebachayv works, but Makam Shachav La'Acherim, that it shouldn't work even if I didn't make him a shliach. You know why? Because Zochin Ladam Shalei Befanav. If I would have known, I would have made you a shliach. Of course, I would have made you a shliach. Especially if I know this guy has other chayfas, then I'm still going to make you a shliach. So there's no question in the world I'm going to make you a shliach. So. The Ktois, Tois is hell. What's the difference if I make him a shliach or I don't make him a shliach? If I don't make him a shliach, this Zachin Ladam Shleib Afanav, which is mitam shlichos. So Tois is must have held. It's mavur in the sugya that shlichos is like Milo Meirid. Because if shlichos is Milo Meirid, then what's game around that I didn't make him a shliach? Even without making him a shliach, still Zachin Ladam Shleib Afanav. So what Rashi hold? So Pasha, you could say Rashi held that Tzchi is not mitam shlichos, it's mitam yad, maybe it works different, and maybe that's somehow going to play in Afkimino. Abzok tiktoi is ish loymar fest. It could be Rashi was moido that Tzchi is mitam shlichos. But Rashi held that Tzchi mitam shlichos is not like Toysus lointing ksubas yod alef amen alef. We'll explain this. That it works midin anan sahadi, but the way it works is that the Torah makes you a shliach. Toysus tazoi. Toisvis Lishitos is Oktik Tois. That learned had a Shliach Mitan Shlichas work. It's an Anansa Hadi. Had I known I would have made you a Shliach, so therefore, even though I didn't make you a Shliach, it works. It's like a Yishloi Midas Tigisvar, which the Tois can't understand. But it's as a Yishloi Midas Tigisvar. If that's the case, there's no difference in the world between if I made you a Shliach or if I didn't make you a Shliach. Because without question, there's an Anansa Hadi that's burning, that's saying that if I would know, I'm trying to get a hold of my money, so I would have made you a Shliach. So if Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus, and it works Midin Anansa Hadi, so then why is that Toifus of Achoy B'Makash of Havchav Lachem Lekot? It must be, even if I make you a Shliach, it's not going to work. But that's only true, Zoktik Tzoyis, if you hold Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus as Anansa Hadi. But if the gather of Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus is that the Torah makes you a Shliach, so then there's a stark mockum to say that the only time the Torah is going to make you a Shliach is if it's a schus for you and it's not a choy for somebody else. But if it's a choy for somebody else, I'm not so sure the Torah is going to make you a Shliach. If Zochel Adam Shloi Befonav is an Anansa Hadi, what would I do? Oh, me? I'm a selfish guy. I care about me. I'm Reuven, that's Shimon. He owes me money. He owes him money. I'm going to do everything I can do to get my money. Levi's willing to do it on my behalf. Shkayach, I'll give you a commission. Go get me the money. I need it desperately. So if it's working, then Anansa Hadi, so then it's poshut I would have made you a Shliach. So why doesn't it work? Must be, even if I make you a Shliach, it doesn't work. But Rashi held that Tzchim Itam Shlichus works, that the Torah is making you a Shliach. Oh, the Torah is making you a Shliach. Maybe the Torah is only going to make you a Shliach if it's a Schus for you and for you. The Torah cares about Reuven. But my Chaz is the Dama Didach Samachtve. Dilma Dama de Chavrach Samachtve. And I'm not going to make Reuven a Shliach to be Mafsid Shimon, just like I wouldn't make Shimon a Shliach to be Mafsid Reuven. And as a result, it could be for that reason Shchiyah doesn't work. So Rashi held, just because HaToyfus HaBachoy B'Makash V'Chav L'Achim doesn't work, doesn't necessarily mean that Shlichus wouldn't work. Shlichus would work. If Shlichus works, Shchiyah should work. Isn't Shchiyah anyways Mitam Shlichus? It is Mitam Shlichus. But the gather of the Shlichus is not like Toysvah said in our Sugyo, Anan Sahadi David L'Shliach. The gather is the Torah made you a Shliach, because otherwise you're running into problems with Yishalem Midasok Tiktzois. And if that's the gather Advarim, then it's Poshit, there's a chilik between where I made you a Shliach and when it's simply Shchiyah, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. But the bottom line is what we have over here is we have a sugya of Zochen Ladam Shloi Befanav, we have a Makar Nasi Echad, we have a major Machlikis Rishonim where the Shchiyah is Mitam Yad or Shchiyah is Mitam Shlichos, and in the world of Shchiyah Mitam Shlichos, we have a Chakira, and that is, what's the gather of the Shlichos? Toysvah says, Anan Sahadi David Leishchiyach, the Tzois in Simen Kofhei, and he learns it up in other Rishonim as well, held that it could be it's the Torah that made you a Shlichos. And now let's put it all together. Toisvis begins our sugya with a great sakasha. Gerkot matbin loisal das bezin. Frey Toisvis, I don't understand. So before in the sugya, that had as a work, it works midin zachal adam shloi befana. Schiyas mitan shlichos, en shlichos lakaton. As I frey Toisvis, now that's pasha Toisvis kashas lushi tosai. That Toisvis holds that schiyas mitan shlichos. Because of schiyas mitan ya, then it's pasha the kasha fight in the stone, in loishacha. But this is all Toisvis lushi tosai. That Toisvis holds schiyas mitan shlichos. And if schiyas mitan shlichos, how could it work? So Toisvis in the first teretz and a chanami, it only works mid rabbanon. In the second Teres Tois says it's big chiddush, then when it's a schuz gomer, all the sugyas and shas and maybe not applicable. But the bottom line is, those are Tois's two truths. Zokrob Kiveger, Vali Nira. Maybe Pshat is Pashat. What's Pshat in Shlichos the cotton? A cotton doesn't have Shlichos, not Shia. Shlichos. Why does a cotton have Shlichos? Zokrob Kiveger. It doesn't make sense. Why shouldn't a cotton have Shlichos? He's not a person. You can't do something for a cotton. Mechtes, because he's not bar mitzvah yet. It's poshut the reason. The reason is because the only way you can have a shliach is if you make the person the shliach. If I make you a shliach, you're my shliach. A cotton can't make a shliach. Ain't mice a cotton club. So just like a cotton can't buy, he can't sell, he can't appoint a shliach. He can't say, Rabbi, I'm handing over power of attorney for you to take care of this on my behalf. A cotton's chesaron in shlichos zokrob kiveger is poshut, not that he's bechefza mufka from shlichos. Why should he? What's wrong? It's because he doesn't have the ability to make a shlich. Lamash, a guy doesn't have shlichos. But that's because ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. He's bechefzim mitzad the psul gavra mufka from the parish of shlichos. But why should a cotton be mufka from shlichos? He's not, Reb Kiveger says. The reason there's no shlichos for a cotton is because a cotton doesn't have the ability to be memana shlich. Zok Reb Kiveger, if that's the case, it's poshut. It's poshut. You want to know why Zochel Adam Shloi Befanav for a katan? Because a katan whole problem with shlichus is the minu shlichus. But when it comes to zachen l'adam shalei b'fanav, he doesn't have to be b'mana shliach. Because by zachen l'adam shalei b'fanav, the minu shlichus happens by itself. And because it happens by itself, so memela he's going to have schir mitam shlichus. Tais is gerecht. Schir is mitam shlichus. Right, tais is, if schir is mitam shlichus and shlichus a katan, how could it be schir for a katan? The Teretz is the only reason there's no shlichus for a katan is because he can't make the minu shlichus. He doesn't have b'etzim a problem, it's the minu. But over here, he doesn't have to make the minu. And because he doesn't have to make the minu, there's not going to be a problem. So why did Tosfos say this? But Tosfos didn't know Reb Kiveges Teretz. Why didn't Tosfos say this? Tosfos says the biggest chedushim ever to answer this kasha. So why didn't Tosfos simply say what Reb Kiveges said? It's because Tosfos l'shitasai. Tosfos understood the way schir mitam shlichus works is a nan sahadi da avad le'shliach. It's works with the sugya of Yishlei Midas, to use the sprach of the Ktzois. It works with an Anan Sahadi that, being that had I known, I would have made you a shliach, it's as if I made you a shliach. So, Tosfos, so, a cotton's out. Because you're right, Reb Kiveger, maybe. That the reason ain't shlichus a cotton is out's the minu shlichus. But even Tzchi works with the minu shlichus of the cotton. He never was meman you. It works with the sugya of Yishlei Midas. It's an Anan Sahadi, David Le Shliach. Reb Kiveg is tiny, the Ktsois is tiny. He's saying that who said Schir Mitam Shlichus Bechlau has to work with an Anan Sahadi? Maybe Schir Mitam Shlichus is the Pshat that the Torah is the one that made you the Shliach. And if it's the Torah that's the one that made you the Shliach, so it's for that reason, Zak Reb Kiveg, that's very posh, it's going to be the Torah. So Tais says, this is all Tais Lushitas. Tais is held that Schir Mitam Shlichus means Anan Sahadi, the other Shliach. The Ktsois said, Rabban Shalom, Yish Shalom, Mitas, Lo Yavi Yish. I don't understand Tais. But Al Kapanim, this is Tais. Tosfos sheet is that the way it works is with an Anan Sahadi, and that's Tosfos l'shitasoi in the sugya of a Tosfos of Alchoy v'makom shechav la'acherim, the way the Ktsois was masbered in Kuf Hei Aleph, and that's why Tosfos is muching so stark over here and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. How is it possible to get cut matpil noisa al das bezdin? How could you have schir mitam shlichus if it's all geboyt on an Anan Sahadi? Cotton can't make a shliach, so if a cotton can't make a shliach, the chayr that wouldn't be okay. But if you would dingzich with Tosfos and you would accept schir mitam shlichus, but the gedder of the schir mitam shlichus is more like the Ktsois said. It's the Torah that's the one. It's Xeris Hakosov. So really, there's some flexibility in terms of understanding what the lomdus is, but it's the Torah that made you a shliach. It chappen afkemin in the sugya of toifus la'alchoy makosh chab la'cherim. It would answer the ktsoisis kasha of yish shalei midas, and it would perhaps be Reb Kiveges Teretz right here on toisvis ksubis daf yud aleph amud aleph. But the bottom line is what we have is the sugya of zachen l'adam shalei b'fanav machlokes rishonim whether schir is mitam yad or schir is mitam shlichus. And in the tzad of schir mitam shlichus, we have a big shaila in the rishonim and the achroinim. What's the gather of schir mitam shlichus? Does it work with an anan sahadi d'avad le'shliach? Who appointed the shliach? Did I appoint the shliach without knowing, working with the lomdes of the sugya of yir shalei midas? Or was it the Torah that appointed the shliach?